I must tell you, sitting up here in the tower overlooking Detroit is just it's breathtaking. One, to see all of Detroit and Wayne County. It's humbling to sit in for Paul W., but also to have some of the greatest guests we have, I think, in our region, our state. And one of those people just so happens to be, you don't hear a lot all the time. He's, you know, but he's doing the people's work. Warren Evans is with us, the Wayne County CEO. Mr. Evans, you with us, Chief?
Todd, I'm here, and good to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you. It's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. I have to ask you, and I know, you know, in our country right now, and we see what's going on in D.C., we see that there is the clash of not getting a budget passed, but you have been, you know, skilled for, I don't know, how many times, over 11 times now, I think, of getting a passed budget. And one of the things near and dear to my heart, because I grew up in law enforcement, as you well know, you work across the aisles to make things happen. You know, if there was a message out there, one, how to get something like this passed, and two, how difficult and how much time in advance are you working on these, you know, of all, pulling all the people together and putting budgets together and, again, being successful at passing a budget?
Well, Todd, it comes from having a great staff, too, that helps to connect with the legislative body and, you know, state legislature and others. I think that the condition we were in initially 10 or 11 years ago had a lot to do with creating a willingness that we got to fix this. You know,
right.
We're not bankruptcy. What are we going to do here? Oh, my God. And I think the approach that we took 10 years ago still resonates now in terms of the relationship with the county commission and understanding that, you know, we're trying to manage what we need to manage in the county for the best interest of the people who pay taxes in the county. And it really doesn't get much more complicated than that. You know, the county used to live off of what we would call budgetary, what is the word I'm looking for? Structural deficits in the budget, I think would be the best way to put it.
Sure.
Everybody knew when the budget passed, they were going to go over budget, and you try to fix it at the end of the year. And that just has never been my way of doing business. We're going to live within our means. Whatever we have in the general fund budget is what we're going to spend, or if lucky, not all of it. And so I think coming from that background, built a strong relationship with the stakeholders, and thank God it's still holding.
You know, it's just for the average person out there, it's kind of simple like running a house. You have so much income come into the checkbook, you know, can only have so much income, you know, expenses going out.
No,
you know, it's really that simple, right? You keep within the confines of what we have in the general budget. But one of the things that was always concerning to me and something I've been reading about and hearing about, which I love to hear, is that our prosecutor's office, you know, there's no layoffs, there's no cuts. We actually have prosecutors, you know, we're the biggest county as far as population goes in the state of Michigan. There's a lot of needs out there. And that to me is something, obviously you have to work with all the people, all the constituents out there that run departments and the like that get funded from Wayne County. I would imagine as you sit and probably want no part of what the feds are doing, what impact, if any, you know, by budget constraints within Washington, D.C. and our national budget not going through, what is there something on the radar, on the Doppler Center here that you might be looking at that, you know, you're concerned about funding from the feds that may not get down to Wayne County?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But the biggest problem is from where? There's no real path that you can follow. I mean, there seem to be ad hoc cuts and, you know, government shutdown and that sort of thing. So we're prepared that we're going to bleed. Where exactly we're going to bleed and how much, I don't know. But, you know, that's kind of what you try to run balanced budgets and reserves for the last 10 years. And we've had not only 10 years of balanced budgets, but we've also had surpluses. And so those are, they call it a rainy day fund, but, you know, I try to make sure that if the bottom falls out of something that's critical for the safety and security of this county, then we use that money. And as you know, as a former prosecutor, I did a little time in the prosecutor's office too. So I understand fundamentally what the prosecutor does, what the prosecutor needs, and understand the resource issues. I mean, a lot of times you have elected officials come to you and ask for things, but if you can't relate to it, you can't really critique it. It's sometimes problematic. We've been able to add to the prosecutor's office, and it's a good thing that we've got a prosecutor who handles it well and, you know, carries out her end of the bargain.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you think about it, not many people think about, for whatever city you're living in, what assistant prosecutor is going down to the fourth floor to take care of my kid's case or someone's case, right? But making sure the funding's there. And Kim Worthy, she's, you know, within the confines, she does an amazing job. I have to guess though that with the feds having the issues they're having, you have to have plenty of staff meetings and what things might pop up. It's almost like whack-a-mole. You're not quite sure, but it probably is something that you have your staff on a lookout to make sure that citizens of our county don't have problems or are out of benefits, be it from, you know, health aid to you name it. I got to believe your staff is on the lookout every day.
No, absolutely. And we meet weekly to talk about just what progress or regress has happened since the last week. I look at the county as my job is to make sure it's as safe and secure as I can. And so public safety, public health, environmental justice, those are things that to me impact significantly the lives of folks here. And so when you have a rainy day fund and when you have the ability to move a little left or a little right, we're trying to make sure, first of all, that we get as much advance notice we can of cuts that will impact our citizenry. And secondly, be, you know, mobile enough to shift those funds and those resources to places to fill in holes that we think have to be filled in for the county to still be the county and the city, to still be strong, viable entities.
Right, right. Well, that's going to be a big undertaking in some places because we just don't know what cuts might come your way from the federal government. But nice to have the rainy day fund. Nice that we have you, Warren Evans, steering the ship in this county and passing budgets for 10 plus 11 years in a row. And not only that, but be creating in ways at times surpluses. I mean, we may need you in Washington to help them out to figure this all out. But listen, my friend, always a pleasure having you on. And I look forward to us seeing each other again.
Look forward to it, Todd. Always good talking to you. And thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thanks. Thanks, my friend. We'll be back with Focus and Todd Flood sitting in for Paul W. Again, an incredible honor. We have some great guests, a great lineup coming, and I'm excited about it. We'll be right back just after this.